WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.
Listening to Civic Media News Special Report. I'm Todd Allball. We're interrupting our regular programming here on the Todd Allball Show and being joined by Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Terry, we have some breaking news across the state of Wisconsin. Fill us in, and we are awaiting a special live press conference.
Also, very surprising development in a story that's been ongoing for several days now. Last week, we learned that the former warden at the Waupun State Prison had decided to retire in the midst of an event. Investigation and look into a couple of things going on at Waupun, that is. One is the four prisoners, the four inmates who had died in Waupun since last June. We have also found out about allegations that there has been smuggling happening at the prison, smuggling, I presume, of contraband into the prison by some staff. We don't know which... Both of those or one of the other may be the reason why. Now, the former warden, Randall Hepp, was arrested this morning. It's according to several sources, including the Associated Press. Sounds like we're ready to go to Juneau.
I'm County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, and with me today, I have our district attorney, Andrea Wilk, P.J. Schobel, our medical examiner, and Lieutenant Taylor Nails, who's our lieutenant over our criminal investigative division. I'll be presenting a series of slides to you today, and then at the end we'll have questions. They'll be available if we have any questions for them. First, I want to start with, why are we here, and what authority do I have to investigate crimes within the prisons of Dodge County? We're here today because we want to talk to you about four deaths that have occurred since June of 2023. And the authority that we have to investigate those crimes, four prisons which fall within Dodge County. We have Dodge Correctional Institution, Waupun Correctional Institution, Fox Lake Correctional Institution, and the John C. Correctional Center. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office for many years investigated all crimes that occur within those facilities. As for all four of them fall within the geographical boundaries of Dodge County. I also want to make a clarification, since I have all of you here, none of this has anything to do with Dodge Correctional Institution, but routinely people do confuse the Dodge County Correctional Institution with the Dodge County Jail. They are not one and the same. The Dodge Correctional Institution is a state-run facility, which is a prison, and the Dodge County Jail is the county jail, run by the county and specifically by the sheriff. Today, what I want to talk about is four prison deaths that have occurred within Waupun Correctional Institution in Waupun. We have four decedents that have passed away. They occurred on June 29th, 2023. October. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office for many years has investigated all crimes that occur within those facilities. As for all four of them fall within the geographical boundaries of Dodge County. I also want to make a clarification, since I have all of you here, none of this has anything to do with Dodge Correctional Institution, but routinely people do confuse the Dodge County Correctional Institution with the Dodge County Jail. They are not one and the same. The Dodge Correctional Institution is a state-run facility, which is a prison, and the Dodge County Jail is the county jail, run by the county and specifically by the sheriff. Today, what I want to talk about is four prison deaths that have occurred within Waupun Correctional Institution in Waupun. We have four decedents that have passed away. They occurred on June 29th, 2023, October 2nd, 2023, October 30th, 2023, sorry about the typo there, and February 22nd, 2024. We refer to them as decedents today because there is a constitutional amendment that was passed a couple years ago, regarding crime victims' rights. And we want to be careful that we are respecting those rights of crime victims. And just because an individual may have passed away does not mean there are still not victims. Those victims then become the family and next of kin. So today we will be referring to those individuals as decedent 1, 2, 3, and 4. I want to start with a phrase that is used by the Department of Corrections that they use to define their inmates. They don't call their inmates inmates, they call them persons within our care. The investigation that we have done has revealed that phrase does not accurately depict what persons in our care should mean. An inmate is defined by the dictionary as a person confined to an institution such as a prison or a hospital. The dictionary defines taking care of someone as to protect someone and something to provide the things that a person needs. We'll get back to that later. Next, what I want to explain to you is what cause of death and manner of death is. Now, that's not a determination that I make as the sheriff. That's a determination that is made by our medical examiner. We're going to share that with you on all four of these deaths so that you have an understanding of what the cause and manner of death is. But I also want you to know what they mean before we throw those terms up there.
You're listening to a Civic Media News special report. Todd Allball, along with News Director Terry Bell. We are listening live to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt regarding the arrest of former Waupun Correctional Institution Warden Randall Hepp. He is going through this right now. We are taking this live from the Dodge County Sheriff's Office at this time.
Decedent number one was pronounced dead on the morning of June 29th, 2023, due to apparent suicidal action. He was housed in general population for 20 days, from June 1st through June 20th of 2023. 3 days during that time, he received zero medications. 7 days, we found that the only one of the staff distributed medications was distributed. So 7 of those days, he received one of two which were distributed by staff. During that time, we also discovered that staff are not required to wear body cameras during medication passes in general population. So we don't have any video confirmation. All we have is the documentation of that they put down in their emergency medical records. It is unknown if any staff issued medications that were refused by the decedent or simply just not distributed. I can't tell you if they just weren't given or the individual said, I don't want them. There's just no entries in the EMR to give us that information. There were other medications that they call keep on person. There was two medications that this individual had, keep on person, while in Gen Pop, that he was responsible for requesting refills from HSU, the health services unit, and taking care of those internally within the cell. They were not distributed by staff. So those during general population are not ones that we're certainly concerned with them, but we're not concerned about distribution by staff on a daily basis. On June 21st through June 29th, decedent number one was transferred to the restricted housing unit in Waupun Correctional. At that point, all four medications this decedent was receiving were then issued by staff because keep on person is not allowed in the restricted housing unit within the prison. It is unknown if all medications were distributed on June 23rd to decedent number one. Video evidence does exist, however, that there were at least some medications that were not distributed on June 28th. We can say that he did refuse his morning medications that day. Video evidence exists of a majority of medications being distributed during his placement in RHU, meaning they did what they were supposed to do the majority of the time. Documentation of medication being distributed, however, was vastly inaccurate and did not match what the video evidence of the distribution showed. They simply did not keep accurate medical records when they were distributing those medications. We have several concerns that were identified with decedent number one. There was inadequate distribution of all medications to the inmates. There were some that were missed. They received most, but there were still some that were missed. There was inadequate documentation of that medication distribution, as I just discussed. Due to that electronic medical record system and requirements, if an entry from a prior medical pass was missed, correctional officers would enter inappropriately, refused, or not appropriate at this time, so they could bypass that past one to get to the next distribution point, which is certainly against DOC policies and should not have occurred. While there are policy violations, none of the policy violations in this incident rose to the level of criminal activity. The behavior by DOC officials remains concerning, and it has been addressed with DOC administration. And so this case is closed. The cause of death for decedent number one is ligature hanging, and the manner of death as determined by the medical examiner is suicide. Decedent number two was pronounced dead on the evening of October 2nd due to an apparent drug overdose. Decedent number two was housed in general population. The investigation shows that there are no concerns of staff misconduct as part of this investigation. Of great concern.
You're listening to live coverage of the Dodge County Sheriff's Department press conference about charges against the warden, the former warden at the Waupun State Prison, Randall Hepp, here on your Civic Media radio station.
Cause of death, acetyl fentanyl and fentanyl toxicity. The manner of death is deemed an accident. There are no charges at this point in this incident. Decedent number three was pronounced dead on the morning of October 30th, 2023, due to a stroke. He was housed in RHU, the Restricted Housing Unit, from September 2nd, 2023, through October 30th, 2023. He had multiple medical episodes with no medical assistance provided, including stumbling and collapsing while being escorted back to his cell from the Health Services Unit. There is no documentation provided to any supervisor about this incident. An episode of loud, labored breathing reported to a supervisor. No action taken by that supervisor. Laying on a bed with no response or movement during a medical pass. That was passed on to the next shift regarding strange behavior and labored breathing, but no action was taken. Multiple attempts were made to wake decedent number three with banging on the metal door and yelling. No response was ever received from that decedent. And I will tell you, after watching video of the banging on that door, it was not just a knock on the door. It was taking the trap door and banging it open and shut over and over again without any response, and no action was taken. Numerous medical passes were done with no response from the decedent. Numerous hourly rounds, and I'll just define that for you in a minute, were conducted with no response from the decedent. Numerous hourly rounds were skipped by staff or were done in a fashion which correctional officers in no way could have checked on the status of that inmate, even to the point of simply walking down the hallway without even looking into the rooms. So what is a round? A round is an hourly check, most recently changed to a 30-minute check, which is done by correctional officers. And it's one of the most basic functions of a correctional officer. This is done to ensure that inmates are alive and not in distress. It is trained to look for the rise and fall of chest and other signs of life when the inmate is sleeping. It's obvious signs of life were not seen. If it's obvious that signs of life were not seen, a supervisor must be contacted to take action. A nurse and a correctional officer finally identified that the decedent needed to be checked on. That nurse was at the end of her shift and relayed to the incoming staff that a cell entry was recommended and a cell entry team would need to be assembled. The incoming nurse, without visiting the decedent's cell, determined that there was no medical need to make entry into the cell of the decedent. Supervisor working also ignored obvious concerning behavior and failed to take action to check on the needs of the decedent. It was determined that the decedent passed away following this time period and likely was in dire medical distress when the incoming nurse determined there was no medical need to make entry. Evidence shows that the decedent was dead in his cell at least 12 hours before he was discovered on the morning of October 30th, 2023. I'll say that again. He was dead in his cell for over 12 hours until they located him the next morning. Cause of death. Multifocal intrafibrillar due to multifocal cerebral venous thrombosis. For those who are not in the medical profession, that means a stroke. The manner of death is determined as natural. Decedent number four was produced dead during the evening of February 22, 2024, due to maltreatment by staff. He was housed in the restricted housing unit since February 13, 2024. He was found in a cell with a strong odor of bodily fluids and urine. Garbage and clutter was strewn about the cell. The decedent was suffering from mental health concerns and medical concerns. The decedent was discovered deceased by DOC staff at 3:28 p.m. Medical examiner during his examination at 6:10 p.m. opined that the decedent had full rigor mortis, and while no time of death could be determined, most certainly died during the morning hours, a significant amount of time before he was located. Water was shut off in the decedent's cell numerous times for what appear to be legitimate reasons. Now, what might legitimate reasons be? A cell might be flooded. There may be maintenance issues that are causing concern. Or other legitimate reasons.
You're listening to a special report on Civic Media News. Todd Allball suspending our normal program, joined by Civic Media News Director Terry Bell. Terry, I know your team are going to continue to stay on this, but detailing these four deaths at the Waupun Correctional Institution, we know that Warden Randall Hepp has already been arrested. But listening to the Dodge County Sheriff, Dale Schmidt, these are just terrible conditions that these folks had to endure.
Well, Sheriff Schmidt has been detailing much of what they have found in their investigation and what it would appear to be prison staff's culpability in those deaths, and of course leading to the arrest of former Warden Randall Hepp this morning. And you are correct. We will be updating this story throughout the rest of the day and into tomorrow.
I mean, when you look at this, Terry, the third victim here, the inmate, allegedly was in his cell for 12 hours dead after a stroke. I mean, that's just disturbing to any. The fact that an inmate isn't looked at or checked on in 12 hours, let alone having a stroke.
Well, and that would seem to support what we know so far about this situation, and we'll be diving into this situation quite a bit more.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for staying on top of this. Terry Bell, News Director for Civic Media, your outstanding news team. He'll be bringing us updates throughout the day. We'll continue to monitor this press conference going on in Dodge County. We'll come back and detail some of the what we know so far. We'll see if any charges or what charges are going to be filed against the former warden. Stay with us. We'll resume programming after this. You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into hour number two of the show on this Wednesday, June 5th. It's 20 past the hour now of 1 o'clock. I appreciate Terry Bell, his fine news team, Mr. Zomers as well. And again, we'll continue to monitor the breaking news as it happens here. It's going to be it sounds like a rather lengthy press conference up in Dodge County. Sheriff Dale Schmidt going through and detailing each of the four deaths at the Waupun Correctional Institution over the last few months under the direction, or I should say under the leadership, while Randall Hepp was the warden at the Waupun Correctional Institution. And it's going to be some time as we go through, as he's giving the details of this, we'll find out what charges are being leveled against the former warden. We know already that according to the sheriff here in Dodge County, Dale Schmidt, and I think the most striking one was victim number three. Their death was ruled a stroke, and that individual laid there dead in their cell for over 12 hours. Also, victim number four, according to the sheriff, cause of death was maltreatment, bad treatment by the staff. Victim number one, death by suicide, and number two, an accidental death. And in that one, there will be no charges filed. Terry Bell and our news team will continue to follow this throughout the afternoon. Updates at the top and bottom of each hour. We will break in as necessary throughout the rest of the hour. But again, breaking news from Dodge County, where the warden, now former warden of the Waupun Correctional Institution, Randall Hepp, has been arrested. We are waiting to hear what exact charges will be filed, if any, against him. 22 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Turn the page, as they say, from the serious to a little bit not so serious. Time once again for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And it's 2 bare feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a Yoo-Hoo bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, call this one we know. It's a simple wine, it's summertime. Little Kenny Chesney for you on a sunny day across the state of Wisconsin, at least here in the capital city, high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Oh, Mr. Zomers, this is the kind of weather that I love.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can't wait. We're getting on the road with our friend Jane Matinair, who is on the air every morning, 10 until noon before us. We're going to do a little statewide tour with her next week. But right now, we have to be rivals. Because Jane has made it. We have this great Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. And very important news, of course. We took that special report there, but it, 20 minutes away from our text time. So she's got 20 minutes on us, you understand?
We'll just have to try that much harder.
Exactly. So we need you to text in, help us out, but more importantly, help yourself out. And by the way, this is a statewide contest.
Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that and protecting us from the lawyers.
The lawyers in the suits and the skirts standing outside of the door here, waiting to barge in any moment if we don't comply with the official legal rules of our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. All right, here's the deal. Open up your Civic Media app. Todd, I don't have the app, you say. No problem. Just go to your app store. And if you have an Apple device, it's a little blue square with, it looks like, the letter A in white popsicle sticks, and you click on that. And in the search bar in your app, you type in Civic Media. It'll pop up.
You click on it, you download it, less than a minute, it's free. All right? So now let's say you have the Civic Media app. You open it up, just click on it, and you'll see a lovely assortment of the Civic Media radio stations. Click on your favorite one in your hometown or buy it, and if you don't have one, no problem. First one is WAUK in the Shaw or WMDX in Madison. Just click on one. Then on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a little icon that says text with a couple of bubbles by it. Text bubbles. Click on that. And now you're all set to go. You understand? I'm going to give you this hour's word, and then you text it in. Here's what's up for grabs. Every hour, a Wisconsin Dells summer prize pack. And let me tell you, they've allowed me to look into the pack. It's so fantastic, I can't even tell you what it is. But there's a Wisconsin Dells summer pack once an hour. We're going to give one of those away. Then once per day, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. These are not the cheap seats. These are on the third base side. You can see right into the Brewers dugout. You have cushy seats, your own bathroom area, your own concession area, no long lines. Two tickets per day. And then the grand prize, two grand prizes of a unique summer staycation. Now, if you're one of the two, you get a choice. One of the following: either a Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, and a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And we throw in a gas card as well. So all of that could be yours if the price is right. No, that's another show. No, here's what you have to do. Text in on the Civic Media app. We told you how to open it up, where you're at. All right. Text the following word to the app right now. This hour's word is register. Register. As in, I need to register my vote. Register. It's spelled R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R. Register. Now, here is my beef, Mr. Summers. Last hour. Jane, her hour, don't use this word, but her hour last hour or last show was lake. Like, go jump in a lake.
That's a much easier word.
It's a much easier word. But don't use that one. The word you use this hour is register. Register, as in register to win.
And you know, actually, you can get bonus entries by registering to vote and confirming that you've done so. So in a way, it works out in our favor.
Hopefully. So Zomers is right. So once you text in the word register right now, you'll get a confirmation text back. And if you click on it and check your voter registration, you get another entry. It's a two-for-one deal. So the word this hour, register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R, register. That is the word this hour. And if nothing else, just take pity on your radio host here, because we have a little bit of, you know, a contest Jane Matinier is challenging us to. And I've not heard, I've been busy, I didn't get a chance to listen to the show a lot today, but I have not heard whether she has, you know, if there's anything up for grabs between she and I. Like, is she buying me a brand new old-fashioned up in Amory? Or what? Or am I buying her one?
I don't know. We'll have to find that out. We'll have to figure out these terms before the end of the tour, because that'll be the end of the contest.
You'd think that, I mean, we talk and text and whatever about our trip. You would have thought she would have thrown down the text in terms of this contest, but no.
This has only been on air, just right? Us or you or her talking into the void and hoping the other hears what they're saying. There's been no actual communication on this friendly
because
wager.
Because she's pulling out all the stops just to be able to lob this over me for 5 days across Wisconsin. And Luke Mathers is right. This thing's going to end in Amory, live and in person. So, I mean, if you haven't seen fireworks yet, come on out to Amory next Friday. You might see some. Jane may just stop our show. Prevent me from giving the final word. Text right now. Register. Register right now. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrats are running candidates in all 16 state Senate races in November and 97 of 99 assembly seats. Republicans turned in papers in 11 Senate seats and 84 assembly districts. That's according to an analysis by WisPolitics. Four Democrats and 22 Republicans in the assembly will face primary challengers under new district maps. Automakers will have to comply with tighter emission standards starting in a couple of years. Local leaders say it's a good idea. Pamela Guffman is a member of the Chippewa County Board. She says cleaner cars are good for everyone.
Keeping employers and employees happy by people being healthy enough to get to work.
Guffman is also a registered nurse. The new EPA standards for cars and light trucks start with model year 2027. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The GOP primaries include two districts where Republican incumbents were paired under the new maps. Richland County's incumbent representative, Republican Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, representing the newly drawn 41st Assembly District, is being challenged by Democratic candidate Julia Henley of Blue River. In addition, a Democratic candidate by the name of Scott Walker of Prairie du Chien filed to run against GOP State Representative Travis Tranel. The Cuba City Republican is the last GOP member of the State Assembly who voted in 2011 against Act 10. The signature achievement of former GOP Governor Scott Walker. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer its third opportunity to meet and talk with a candidate for the congressional district by hosting Eric Wilson. The question and answer session will feature Wilson Thursday evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Economic Equity Now has reached out to Derek Van Orden. Van Orden has not yet confirmed a date. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sometimes passion for one's art is so pure, even a life-threatening car accident can't keep one from their dreams. Actress and native Wisconsinite Marissa Bodie is set to make her feature film debut in the motion picture Wicked, based on the Broadway play. Bodie hails from Mazomanie, Wisconsin. She has been acting since she was 8 years old and got her start in a Madison Children's Theater. In 2011, she was involved in a life-altering car accident on the way to rehearsal, leaving her paralyzed from the waist down. But the incident did not keep Bodie down. She went on to earn a theater degree in college. Wicked is told from the point of view of the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Bodie plays Nessa Rose, the witch's younger sister. Part one of the film will hit theaters in November of this year. Part two is scheduled to hit theaters in November of 2025. Not only did Bodie overcome incredible odds and land a role in a major motion picture, this is her feature film debut. Way to go, Marissa. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCE website at wrce.fm, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulotz with WRCE News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. You understand what's happened here on a Tuesday. I didn't need this when I woke up out of bed this morning. My show has been co-opted. I've been tied up and like a hostage, and not in a good way, Mr. Sommers, by music, and there's been a press conference already that's cut 20 minutes into this contest, and the person responsible for it has joined us on the phone. By the way, before we get into this, the Civic Media Scani Summer Giveaway Text to Win Contest. The word this hour is register, a particularly hard word, but let me help you out. Register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R, register. Text the word register right now to the Civic Media Hotline, and you too could be eligible to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack, a pair of Milwaukee Brewers level seats, and a grand prize. Two people will win a grand prize, a Wisconsin summer staycation. You could end up on a cottage on a lake with a pontoon boat at Lake Geneva at Harbor Shores, or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Joining me now live on the phone from beautiful Waukesha, WAUK, where she does her show every morning between 10 and 12 before hours, and my travel partner for next week across the state of Wisconsin, our very own Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this. You've challenged me, and yesterday you beat me.
Todd, I just have to laugh because Aaron, when I called in and Aaron said, well, what would you like for bump music? And I said, well, just go with your instinct. So he comes back with Heart Barracuda. It's hilarious. Oh, that is so funny. We squeaked it out yesterday, Todd, by one entry because you smoked us on Monday. And I think you brought up a fair point because I always listen.
Yeah.
That we don't have anything on the line for this.
Right, yeah,
so
true.
Here's my suggestion. For whoever loses, the loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Wow. Well, okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on. All right, the steak dinner at the supper club in Amory. Because we're ending, and this is the thing, we're ending this whole contest, you and I together, literally on the same stage in Amory next Friday.
Yes, I am so excited. It's On the Road with Jane and Todd. I will be doing the show from Madison on Monday, and then you and I are hitting the road after your show. We're going to do Wednesday in Richland Center. We're doing Thursday in Eau Claire. And then Friday, we're ending in my favorite place I've never been yet, in Amory.
I can't do it like Greg Bach, but yes. Well, no, I'm truly excited about this because I'm not sure if you heard this earlier, and this is an absolute true story. One of my really good friends who has been the last 20-so years in Burlington has listened to you not just at Civic but in your other stops in your very successful and long broadcast journey, and he called me up. And he said, do you realize that Jane Matinere is like my broadcast hero? I've been listening to her for years and following her wherever she went for years. So he's very excited about this.
That is so sweet of you to say that and for him to say that, Todd. Give me his address and I will send him money.
He may stop out on the tour because he's a teacher. And I think they're wrapping up this week. And so he may stop out.
So we'll that see. Would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the whole idea, though, Todd. We really want to meet people when we're out on the road. So we are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows and come and say hi. And I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks and share like you and Trigby did all the wonderful things about Wisconsin we can all celebrate together.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that's the fun part of it is just having conversations with real people, right? So, yeah, to your point, on Wednesday, next Wednesday, we'll be at Crosscut Park in the band shelter kind of gazebo there by the community center. So you can bring a lawn chair, just chill out and listen and meet Jane and I or whatever. And then on Thursday, we're going to be up in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar, which I'm very excited about. because you can get your bike fixed, have a cup of coffee, and listen to Jane and I. And then on Friday, we'll be at the Danielson Stage at Mitchell Park for a big show up there in Amory by the lake. They have a beautiful new band shelter there. And this big contest is going to end. We'll find out whether I'm buying Jane a steak dinner. If you combine Jane and steak, it turns into me Jake, I guess. So if I'm buying you a dinner or vice versa, but it's going to be lovely. Have you seen the weather, by the way?
I haven't looked that far ahead. Is it looking good?
75 and sunny all week.
Oh, that's so perfect. That is so perfect. So if you can, plan to come out and join us. We will have more details, but you just gave the locations where we're going to be, Todd, mm-hmm. and I will make sure and share that tomorrow. We just got things locked up. And by the way, thank you for handling all of that. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And
thanks for doing this.
I know your texters have a hard word this hour. It's register. If you want to register for the contest, just get ready for next week because I'm trying to give them give you the word anodyne. So I'm just trying to throw that at you, too.
See, I told people the fix is in. She's fixing the words, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well,
all right.
Thank you, my friend.
Enough of your time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. See, this right here, if you like the last 10 minutes, get set for, you know, 3-4 days of this next week. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes, it will.
So
yeah, it's going to be a ball.
Can't wait, Jane. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. There you are, Jane Matinere from Matinere On Air. Listen to her every morning across Civic Media from 10 until noon.
And thanks to Pat Kreitlow, I have the Wisconsin Supper Club, An Old-Fashioned Experience book by Ron Fayola. So I will do some research tonight when I get home and find the nicest supper club in Amory for you guys.
I have an idea, but yes, feel free to
I'll make
do
my
more
suggestion.
Research. All right, very good. And that's the thing. One of the things that makes Wisconsin great, as Trigvi and I have said, and Jane and I are going to repeat it next week, one of the great things that makes Wisconsin great are our supper clubs, because you don't get this in every state. And northern Wisconsin, in particular, has a wonderful selection of supper clubs.
Oh, absolutely.
You get your Relish Tray, your Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet, in my case, a fish fry, a steak dinner, ribs, broasted chicken. I mean, and then for dessert, I forgot. Oh, I'll ask Jane when we were on our trip. But, you know, at a supper club, it's really good. It's a legit supper club if they make their grasshoppers by hand.
Hey, how else would you make your grasshoppers?
Well, some people want to out of a machine or
like
something.
Like a pre-mixed thing? Yeah. That's
lame. There was a beautiful supper club up in Rhinelander I used to go to with a friend of mine. And the bartender had been doing this for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. And he had a stainless steel bowl and a rubber spatula. And he put just the right amount of ice cream and, you know, liqueur. And it's beautiful. A beautiful thing. So yeah, it may turn out that Jane and I just decide to, because, you know, we have a station up there in Amory. So maybe Jane and I are just going to both move up there and do both of our shows from Amory from now on.
Would I have to move to Amory too? I don't know.
No, you can stay here. Somebody has to stay here and run the board.
That's true.
But no, it's going to be a good time to have by all. So join Jane and I across the state of Wisconsin from 10 until 2. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Madison, Richland Center, Eau Claire, Amory. Going to be great. And by the way, text the word register, please. Otherwise, I'm buying Jane a steak dinner. Register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R. I can see all the words for the rest of the week. I would say this is perhaps the hardest word of the week.
I'll have to check next week, too. It might even be the hardest word of the whole thing.
Register is the word to text right now in order to be eligible to win this hour for a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Today, we're also going to give out a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, and we're going to have two grand prizes at the end of the contest next week. You could win one of them, and it's a unique summer staycation. Great Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, and you get a pontoon boat with that, which I love. Lake Geneva stay at the Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. All you do, go to the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it right now. It's free. Go to the Civic Media app, open it up, select one of the stations, go to the text icon, hit that, and then hit text and text the word register.
And you know what? If you have a side in this battle, if you want Todd to buy the dinner or if you want Jane to buy the dinner, you're best off texting in the words during both shows because then you get twice the entries to win that grand prize.
Well, that's true. That's true. But see, you're thinking of the listener, not of me.
Yeah, that's fair.
No. Sommers is absolutely right. We think about you first and foremost. And you know what? I'll be happy to buy Jane, Matt, and Aaron dinner if she beats
me. That's a big if.
Well, we'll see. I don't want to. No reason to get cocky. You know, just we'll let the listeners decide. We'll let the listeners decide. Also, want to let you know, we are continuing to follow our news team here on the very serious side of things today. Terry Bell, our news director, continues to follow the press conference. We carried the first part of it a little bit earlier this hour up in Dodge County, where Sheriff Dale Schmidt is detailing, and these are very disturbing details, by the way, around the arrest of former Waupun Correctional Institution warden Randall Hepp. And there were three different deaths over the course of the last few months. And one of those, the allegation is that the body of one of the inmates laid dead in the cell for over 12 hours. I mean, just gruesome and absolutely disturbing. So we'll continue to follow that as the afternoon progresses and give you updates at the top and the bottom of each hour. Also wanted to give a quick public service announcement here and a shout out, a reminder, if you will. The American Red Cross asking for all of our help as they critically need blood and platelet donors right now following a concerning decrease in donations as the country has experienced an increase in severe weather systems and historic travel. It's kind of it's good in a way that people are traveling again and getting out there and spending money in the economy and all that. But more traffic creates, unfortunately, more accidents and a higher need for blood. And, of course, with the severe weather, due in large part to climate change, is causing greater catastrophes, particularly in the South. And so this has put a stress on the American Red Cross Blood Bank. And so when you hear on your local radio station or you see in your local paper that they're having a blood drive in your community, please consider doing whatever you can, whether it's donating blood, whether it's donating platelets, or perhaps you're someone who, for whatever reason, can't or rather not actually directly donate. There are other activities. You can be a volunteer at the blood bank, help register people. You can be part of the crew that gives out some snacks afterwards, a sandwich or something to drink. Whatever you can do to get the word out to be supportive, we encourage you here at Civic Media and the All Ball Show to do that. The American Red Cross, they do great work, and they are in need of our help right now. So consider this whenever the blood bank or blood drive in your community. You can also call a toll-free number. It's simply 1-800-RED-CROSS. 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is a second S in cross, but you can dial it. It doesn't really matter what it does. But just 1-800-RED-CROSS. Or you can also visit redcrossblood.org. Redcrossblood.org. Do some great work. And it's one of those things where you don't think about it until tragedy strikes you or somebody you care about, somebody you love. And then you're very, very thankful for all these great folks who have donated, all these great folks at the Red Cross who helped put this together and literally save people's lives every day.
It's so important. And everybody I know who donates blood, I unfortunately can't, but everybody I know who donates blood always feels great about it and the impact that it has.
Yeah. Another way to feel great? Simply text right now to the Civic Media app. Register. The word is tough, but the prizes are fantastic. Text register, R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R, right now to Civic Media to win some great, great prizes. Back with a final segment. Stay with us. It's the All Ball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from the Maggie Dawn Show, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Congratulations to her and her fine show. You can hear it every afternoon across Civic Media between the hours of 2 and 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Looking forward to hearing her show today. By the way, before we go, Mr. Zomers, in the last segment here, we mentioned this at the top of the show. It's been one of those kind of shows, kind of a seat-of-your-pants type of show, busy news day, and that's fine. That's what makes it interesting. But I would be negligent if I didn't say thank you to you and to all of our great listeners, as June 5th, as it turns out, happens to be the one-year anniversary of this program being a network-wide program across Civic Media.
And so thank you for keeping track of that. First of all, I didn't think of that. I only thought of the show's, you know, inaugural show, the November 14th, is what stuck in my head. But right. I'll have to remember June 5th as well.
It's not the anniversary, like you say. I mean, our first show on the air, it was coming up on 2 years in November. So, but no, 1 year ago, we went from the show started in Richland Center, Wausau, and Amory, speaking of Amory, and then they kind of looked around and said, we got this hole to fill. People have applied. We can't find anybody. We thought about just putting on Mel Torme, but would you like to fill it? No, that's not exactly what happened. But no, they were so kind as to give us this opportunity to bring this show across the entire state of Wisconsin. And I just want to say thank you to you for doing a great job producing. And thank you also to Sage Weil, the owner and CEO, and Catherine Lake, our program director, and Luke Mathers, our executive producer of the network. And just thank you, everyone, for giving us this opportunity. And most of all, thanks to all of our great listeners. Because without you calling and texting the word register to the Civic Media app, no, in all seriousness, without all of you listening every day between noon and 2 o'clock, we would not have made it to 1 year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I echo all those statements of gratitude and also add thanks to you for, you know, coming up with the concept for the show, doing all the research, getting everything going and plugging away every day.
Thank you very much. Another person I forgot to mention, and I'm embarrassed to say so, Chris Pauls, who helps out as a consultant, co-executive producer of the program as well, and is responsible for getting a lot of great people like Tim Grierson and Tara and Peter Rapine and all these kind of national people. And so thank you to CP as well. And speaking of that, I believe Peter Rapine is going to be in on Friday, I've heard, again for another great edition of A Week in Review.
And we're looking forward to that. Always such a great way to finish the week.
Yeah. Also, Brady Ewing going to be by, I believe, as well on Friday. So that's coming up then. And tomorrow, a fine show as well. Well, right now, let's go quickly to Jack in Merrimack calling in on the line, 855-752-4842. Jack, always a pleasure. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll make this as quick as possible because you're getting to the end of the show. Maybe it's a good way to finish. There's three so-called issues that are really vexing to me in this upcoming election. And probably they're vexing to Joe Biden as well, and I'd like to address them in no particular order. By the way, critical thinking will show clearly why people should vote for Biden in these issues, but there's so much less of that among everybody today, mainly because of the Republican attacks on education.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's the so-called border crisis. Biden just tried to work around because the House rhinos, MAGAs, are unwilling to pass the Senate bill. It essentially gave them anything they'd asked for, and they wouldn't pass it because of Trump's orders. In my opinion, Biden shouldn't have even tried to do a workaround, because for those who consider it a crisis, it won't be nearly enough. It won't make a difference, and it'll probably turn off some voters who are pro-immigrant. Those voters need to understand that Trump, who's guaranteed a mass roundup of millions who he thinks might be undocumented and previously put children in cages, they need to understand what that would mean to immigration policy and get out and vote for Biden. Next, because voting a third party, by the way, won't help either. Then there's the situation in Gaza. We got people screaming the inflammatory genocide Joe, and they need to wake up to some facts, especially because that slur is clearly designed to turn people away from voting for Biden. First, Biden's not responsible for the horrors there. Netanyahu was a Trump-style dictator. He's even stacked his Supreme Court, just like Trump did, by the way, to keep from being prosecuted himself, is dictating what happens there. And he's actually stated that nothing Biden or the U.S. could do will change what he's going to do. And secondly, if Trump, who's clearly a xenophobe, and he instituted a Muslim ban while he was in office, if he always cozies up to dictators, you can imagine, you know, he's already said he'd let Putin's Ukraine genocide continue. Do you think he's going to do anything about Netanyahu? I don't think so. And finally, there's the so-called terrible economy with the lowest jobless rate in decades, increasing real wages, lowest inflation in the industrialized world, repeated record stock market. Yes, that's a bit sarcastic. But if you're afraid for your job or lifestyle, you may perceive it as bad. If you clearly look at Trump's statement that he would be a dictator on day one, there's no doubt he'll implement Project 2025. And that's a blueprint for an authoritarian takeover of the country. And anybody who's considering voting against Biden because of the economy needs a reality check. If you look at every major authoritarian government in the world, I give you Russia, China, North Korea as examples, look at their economy and compare it with our reality. That kind of government would be a disaster for the vast majority of us. Let's not even get into, you know, positive economic things like the COVID relief, the Infrastructure Act, the support of unions, which, by the way, you talk about trickle down. The unions are the true people that give us trickle down, because if businesses match union wages, the benefits start to attract workers.
Jack?
Any kind of reasonable critical thinking would show that not voting for a third party or voting for Trump will be a disaster.
Jack?
That's
Jack, are you there, Jack?
Yeah.
Jack, I love it. You know, I heard you, Jack. I love everything you brought to the table. But we were talking about Jane and I going to a supper club up in Amory next week. And what I feel like is that at the end of a full supper club meal, instead of bringing out a grasshopper, you gave us another 36-ounce bone-in T-bone steak. That was a lot to digest, Jack. I mean, all good stuff. All good stuff. We talked about some of that. We're going to talk about more of it in future shows. But, Jack, always appreciate you weighing in, Jack. I mean, that's a heavy end of a meal, Mr. Zomertz.
It's a good summary, though.
It's a good summary. It's a very good summary. Appreciate it, Jack. Appreciate all of you for listening. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. Also, Luke Mathers for our Wednesday edition of Tangents. Mr. Zomertz on the board. All of you for listening. And Mr. Terry Bell, our news director, for helping us out with our special report. Stay tuned for more news throughout the day. And stay tuned for Maggie Dawn straight ahead. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Your drum, and they will hear you.
News from the center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Day 3 of Biden's top 100. We're going to be joined by Bob Lord. Patriotic Millionaires will break down how we should be taxing the richest corporations in America.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.